Welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this Monday. By God's grace, we are here together to pray. We thank God for life by His mercies. And as we go through this month's Bethel Encounters, it's our prayer that by the close of the month, the theme would manifest in our lives, that we'll see the handiworks of Almighty God in our lives, in Jesus' name. Our theme for today is blessed by the mighty God's presence. But before that, let's keep in mind Psalm 95 verse 3. Psalm 95 verse 3 reads that, "For the Lord is a mighty God, a mighty King over all the gods." The Lord is a mighty God, a mighty King over all the gods. So, the Lord we serve, our Father in heaven, is mighty. And He's not just mighty, but He is mightier than any other entity, God, deity, whatever you may call it. His throne is set far above all. We serve a mighty God. Blessed by the mighty God's presence. To be blessed is to live daily in the presence of the mighty God, whose power brings fullness of joy and supernatural favor. One more time. To be blessed is to live daily in the presence of the mighty God, whose power brings fullness, joy, and supernatural favor. So, having access to God's presence is to be blessed. As a matter of fact, when you give your life to Christ Jesus and relationship is established back with our Father in heaven, sealed by the Holy Spirit, His Spirit is constantly with you, not departed from you, but His Holy Spirit is constantly with you. You have rejuvenated spirit. It means your spirit man is now alive. You are not dead any longer, but alive. You have access to God's presence. His presence by the Holy Spirit is right with you each and every time. It's a matter of fact, dwells in you. Our scripture has said that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. The Spirit of God in us, being the Holy Spirit, is the presence of our King and our Father in heaven. So you are blessed as a believer to live daily in the presence of the mighty God. You know, from Psalm 100, coming to His presence with thanksgiving, to His courts with praise. For the believer, the new creature, described in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, that all things are passed away, behold, everything has become new. That new creature is not someone who walks, as Jesus explained to the Samaritan woman, that the day is coming when you say that you are going to Hebrew mountains to go and meet God there, or to go and worship God there, or it's some other mountain that you can relate to. But they that are born by the Spirit of God, you say true worshipers, they shall worship God in spirit and in truth. It means that our spirits have not been quickened or brought alive by the Holy Spirit. And so our worship, our entire life now becomes worship unto the Lord, where we are constantly in His presence and not away from His presence. Hallelujah. And so in relating to coming to His presence with thanksgiving, just means that as a believer, thanksgiving must constantly be our approach towards the King, and not complaining. It means that those days we would have come into the temple with thanksgiving, but right now thanksgiving should constantly be our lifestyle, that all the time we are thankful, so that His presence will be active in our lives and not dormant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 16 verse 11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. That is to say that because of the presence of the Lord in our lives, we constantly have pleasures given to us by the Lord, or provided by the Lord. Divine pleasures, not fleshly, lustful pleasures. Divine pleasures because of the fullness of joy that His presence brings us. We must keep our minds focused on this truth, that the presence of the Lord in our lives brings us joy. Brings us joy. So our first prayer today is going to be from Psalm 23 verse 1 to 3. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. Paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Psalm 23 verse 1 to 3. So we are praying that, Father in heaven, let Your presence guide and restore us daily. Father in heaven, let Your presence in us by the Holy Spirit guide and restore us daily, in the mighty name of Jesus. As you pray this prayer, so it shall be in your life. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus. Let Your presence guide and restore us daily. For in Your presence there is fullness of joy. At Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Lord, guide and restore us in the name of Jesus. Let our lives be full of, Lord, even Your pleasures forevermore. Let our lives be filled, Lord, with joy by Your presence, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We are praying our next prayer, Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Psalm 128 verse 1. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. You are blessed for every step taken to walk in the fear of the Lord and to walk in his ways. Every effort, the sacrifices we go through, the efforts we put in every single day, and just to be able to avail ourselves to the Lord, even in service to him, we should know that we are blessed. And as we learned earlier, to be blessed is having access to his presence. His presence is with you all the time. And that is why no weapon fashioned against you will prosper in Jesus' name. Amen. We are praying, Father in heaven, bless me as I walk in reverence and in obedience to you. Father in heaven, bless me as I walk in reverence and in obedience to you. And so you are praying this, and we will definitely see God's manifested presence in your life and blessings in your life in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. The manifestation of your tangible blessings. Let the world see and know that we are blessed. Let all those who are around us realize or get to know that we are blessed. Blessed by the Lord, blessed by your hand, blessed, 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 that we are not alone, that your presence is with us. Jesus, Rama Mayanda de Bedebea Kaba, Shekeyando Rose Bedebea Kaba, Mam de Bedebea Kibedebe and Debe, Shebedebea Badaba and Debe. In the mighty name of Jesus, our last prayer, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to 25. We are praying that, Father in heaven, shine your face upon us and surround us with your blessings. Shine your faith upon us and surround us with your blessings. Father in heaven, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Thank you, Lord. 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 Maya kabadaba. Maya ndedebebe. Jebedebe. Maya ndododo. Shine your face upon us. Surround us with your blessings. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, have we prayed. If you haven't given your life to Christ, I'm inviting you to do so. Jesus is the only way, he's the only truth, and he's the only life. You may hear about all sorts of proposals. Some will say, oh, we are trying this stone. Others will say, we are trying this river. People have all sorts of things they may consult. But the only way to our eternal Father in heaven is through Jesus Christ, his son. And all you have to do is believe in him and to receive him, and immediately you'll be translated from the kingdom of darkness, which is eternal damnation, or which leads there, to the kingdom of his dear son, being Jesus Christ, in whom we live and move and have our being, because he is life. He is eternal life. So please say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before you now asking for your mercy. Because you are God, and only God can forgive sins. Only God can forgive the sinner and save the condemned soul. So this day I surrender my life wholly to you. The Lord, be my savior and be my king. From this day I'm your servant. I choose to serve you, O Lord, with my life. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed. Amen. God bless you.
Goldmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. as you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Go music. Stand out with God.